up.
Yes.
All right, so I'm trying to speed through the presentation so that I can get to the demos, which are not risky at all to give a demo in a disclaimer. All right, so I already introduced myself, Guillermo, CEO of Vercel. I think we all agree we're at the AGI house that software will change very, very dramatically in the coming years, so we're all in the right place as developers and end users of AI software. I liked some of the conversations we just had around embracing the non-determinism of LLMs. And the way that I explain it is we're going from computers that reliably say that 2 + 2 = 4 to computers of the software 2.0 stack that hopefully say that 2 + 2 = 4, but it's kind of probabilistic, sometimes it's 5. And our job as software 2.0 engineers is to deliver these new applications that actually make reliable use of AI and productive use of AI. And what's been happening in this transition from software 1.0 to software 2.0, I broadly describe as the shift from ML to AI. And what's exciting for folks that are in the Next.js and Vercel ecosystem, we're all kind of already drinking from the Kool-Aid of JavaScript and TypeScript, but I kind of mention it as going from backend first to frontend first. We're going from a world where we just talked about only a few companies being able to train large language models to these models being broadly accessible to everybody in the world. And what's really exciting is that we're going from a TAM of 1 million developers can create these next generation AI systems to everybody in the world can create AI systems. And I think a lot of the enterprise demand is coming from the fact that enterprises feel it's the right time for them to be able to participate, even though they might be in traditional businesses where ML is sort of unapproachable. And one bold claim that I'll make, of course I'm biased, is that the AI engineer of the future is one of us. We write JavaScript, TypeScript, React, code, not biased at all. But there is something to be said about the generations of AI applications and end user experiences that have come to market. And not too long ago, when you would go to ChatGPT, you would ask something about the current time or state of the universe, and you would get sort of this awesome non-answer about, I'm a large language model and I don't know anything. Then the introduction of tools, I think, is really remarkable. I still think they're underrated by the developer community. But with tools, now we can query oracles to get data from other systems. So we can kind of deliver on working systems. In fact, this is how we solve 2 + 2 = 4. Because we can say if it's a math problem, rephrase it as a code problem. Or try not doing it to the point around some narrow enterprise use cases are not supposed to do that. And what's exciting for us is that we're entering this world of generated UI. We can now start bringing back some cool elements of software 1.0, which is to make user interfaces that people love. So I'll go through an example here of AI Airways, and this is the kind of example that our technology will power. It's not a 737 MAX. We're booking for... Actually, the end user wants to say, well, I don't want to fly a 737 MAX, so what do you have? And instead of just giving you text, we give you UI. So I think this is going to create better experiences. And then the chatbot might say, well, what seat do you want to change your seat? Well, once again, the answer there is not to render more text, but to actually stream UI. So I'll keep speeding through these, but you could imagine this sort of generative UI concept being applied to a really large plethora of domains. And specifically, I'm really excited about the application of mobile, because most companies have struggled with mobile. The average mobile website sucks. As a representative of the open web, I think, and say that I've seen quite a few websites in my time. And native apps suck. They're very expensive to write. And the App Store takes 19 million days to approve your changes. So AI and generative UI shipping better mobile-first user experience is something I'm very excited about. You could use it when you have to, instead of going deep into UI, like 4 clicks down and reading lots of documentation pages, just give the customer the UI that they want. And if you've been using React, you're in the right time and the right place, because React has been in this journey of moving to the server side. I'm a big believer that the big clouds will sort of accrue a lot of the value in the AI evolution, because you don't just need lots of GPUs to do inference, you also need your data. Most enterprise data is already in the cloud or heading towards the cloud. And the more interesting aspect as well, and we've seen this with the first generation of React applications, you need to compute in very close proximity to your data. You need to be able to do retrieval in sub 5 milliseconds because the end user is waiting. You need to be able to chain these pipelines and queues. And so data, LLM, and compute proximity is extremely critical. And React was already sort of headed back to the server side. So I'll get really quickly to the code, and it's something that's going to be useful for you all during this hackathon. We created this AI SDK. You can think of it as the ORM for LLMs. In a past life, I actually wrote an ORM called Mongoose for the MongoDB database. And I think ORMs are an awesome utility to sort of say, okay, of course I want to use Postgres or Mongo, but I actually need to write an app. Like, how do I get started? So AI SDK is that answer for LLMs. And I mentioned function calling being so important because the fundamental idea of this generative UI concept is that you tell the LLM what your data is and what functions it can call. And when the function calls come back, you can convert them into UI and then stream the UI to the client. So the example of AI Airways is I send my prompt, I send my tools, it comes back, and I ended up mapping it back to a React component called flight info. Same with the seats. These components can be richly interactive. So when they actually ship to the client side, they can be hydrated and become sort of augmented with interaction and more data. And what's really cool is we give you a model for tracking the state back into the LLM. The LLM always knows what action the user took, even on the client side, which is very powerful. And it's actually really, really easy to use. So this is real code. It's 31 lines of code to use mixed role with telling them you're a flight assistant. This is how you render text when it's text only, because sometimes you do want to use just text only. This is how you define the tools and the schema such that you reliably get JSON. Something I like to say is, in going from software 1.0 to software 2.0, you have to still make the systems reliable. And function tools with schemas is a really good way of doing that. And then when the response comes back, you can say, and this is where if you're more familiar with React, it gets really powerful because you can do asynchronous components. In this case, you can call to a flight information API and say, I'm going to hydrate the component with that external data so that the model doesn't have to hallucinate about a flight that it doesn't know it exists. So what I'm excited about for the enterprise, I'm going to touch on it in the panel, is it's paying the bills, right? Like companies like Klarna are saying, and what's really cool about their press release was they actually embedded a generative UI example of like someone saying, can you help me make sense of this refund? And noticing that they're rendering in a very rich form. They're not just saying, oh yeah, I think you spent $38, so you want the refund. So I think this idea of merging the best of both worlds of traditional GUI applications and chatbots has a lot of legs. So I'll walk you through very, very quickly on what we call the Vercel AI application stack. Vercel is not hosting your LLMs. We call out to whatever LLMs you want, AWS Bedrock, OpenAI, Anthropic, et cetera. But we give you all the sort of starting points to actually build applications. So praying to the demo gods, I'll show really quickly. So to learn more about the AI SDK, this ORM for LLMs, you can go to sdk.vercel.ai. Here we let you actually contrast and compare all the LLMs, not all, of course, there's like a zillion, billion, trillion. Thanks for the seed money, man. Thank you. So we let you play with all the LLMs that are kind of in vogue, and maybe I'll say like, I promise I type faster in real life. What is the best model? And here you can start analyzing that spectrum of like performance and reasoning capability that I talked about earlier. So you can see that Mixtral, actually I believe it's hosted by Grok, is freaking phenomenally fast. And there's models that have better reasoning power and take their time. So we give you then the code, and you can integrate it into your application. So this makes use of that AI SDK that I talked about. You import it into your application, and you're off to the races. We also pioneered this concept of generated UI for design tools. So I was just browsing V0, and in the public realm, what you can do with this tool, V0.dev, is you upload a screenshot, and we convert it into working code. So someone uploaded a screenshot. We gave them three possibilities of what that UI should look like. And we actually give you the working React code that is production grade in order to ship it into your application. So the best way to start on a project during this hackathon is to go to V0 and let the AI write the first version. So I mentioned, okay, how do you write a AI application that merges the best of both worlds between text and UI? And we open sourced an example of the AI chatbot. So in this case, I'm gonna ask it, what are the trending stocks? Notice that we introduce an artificial delay there. Presumably it takes long to get the data about the stocks. So something to know about enterprises is all of their APIs are really slow. So it's good to think about the loading states. And then I can say like, buy Apple. Not financial advice, I have no idea. So don't hold me to it. And I was mentioning, here's where like you can start like playing with like interactivity on the client side. And the AI can track this interactivity. So if I say buy, it can track that I wanted to buy a certain amount. So we went through a lot of care to actually think about how to merge the interactive client-side model and the server side. I mentioned the good thing about this, go to sdk.vercel.ai/demo, you can fork it. I forked it, and I read, and if a CEO can do this, anybody can do this. So I forked it, and I added two more tools. I added Play Pac-Man, and what it does is it's gonna stream a protocol called React Pac-Man, and I can play Pac-Man. I'm gonna try not to die embarrassingly. Oh my God. All right. And another one that actually is really cool to show off the capability of how you can sort of retain context with AI, I threw Confetti, another React component called React Confetti. And notice I'm here, I'm just gonna use the reasoning capabilities of the model, not even mentioning the word confetti. So you can see how like this, like you retain sort of that reasoning power of the interaction. Anyways, that's it. I'll show the links once again so you don't miss anything. Check out sdk.vercel.ai and you're off to the races. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Two more demos and then another.